What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
By now, I'm sure you have heard the flotilla that is trying to make its way to Gaza to provide humanitarian aid. We're joined this morning by two Bay Area activists who are participating, Maria Lewis and Carlos Machado. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning from Istanbul, Turkey.
Hi.
Well, you actually answered my first question, Carlos. Tell my folks where you all are at and how long you've been there.
We're in Istanbul right now. We've been here about a week and we are getting ready to launch to set sail for Gaza.
So you have a departure date. Our understanding here is that Turkey's getting pressure from Israel, Germany, the United States to not let the flotilla leave.
This is true. We are boarding the boat tomorrow. From there, we'll see what happens.
We hope to depart soon, you know, as is, you know, to be expected with a big undertaking such as this. There's been months and months of preparation and we've had a few, you know, days delay, but it's all to be expected. We expect to set sail soon.
And I, you know, if you can't answer questions, just say, yo, we can't answer that. But you mentioned months and months of preparation. Is there anything about the prep that you can share with my listeners? How did you get ready to take this voyage?
We've been very active in the, you know, the activism in the Bay Area, and our preparation has been our solidarity with the people of Gaza for the past few months. And we were able to have the brilliant opportunity to come out here to join the Flotilla Coalition, and we're just honored to be part of this group.
The Flotilla Coalition has been sailing missions like this one to Gaza since, I believe, 2006. It made international headlines in 2010 when the Mavi Marmara being sailed by the Flotilla Coalition was attacked by the Israeli military, and 9 people were killed on that journey. And since then, they have sailed many missions attempting to deliver aid to Gaza, and in doing so to break Israel's illegal naval blockade and to highlight for the world the injustice and the violence of Israel's illegal naval blockade. And they've sailed many journeys. Everyone so far has been intercepted. But we are hoping, given the current crisis and the current imminent mass starvation, that this time Israel will let us through and will allow us to deliver this much needed aid to Gaza.
Maria, you brought up the violence that Israel enacted in 2010. How is that sitting in your spirit? What is the emotional impact of knowing Israel may turn violent to stop the flotilla from making it to Gaza?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely nerve-wracking given the situation on the ground. And it's also all the more the reason to go, you know, as Israel continues its global escalation, as it threatens a ground invasion in Rafah, which seems more and more imminent every day, or dire. And I feel both more nervous and more committed than ever to going. And I pray that we are able to pass safely and to get in.
It's also worth noting that all relevant world governments have been notified from our coalition that we are peace activists attempting to bring aid in, and any intervention on our mission or violence perpetrated against us is a crime.
I mean, yes, and that hasn't stopped Israel before and certainly hasn't stopped in this iteration of the genocide. Absolutely. Carlos, what made you decide to go?
I've always been a person that has chosen to stand by my beliefs and to stand up for what's right. And the Palestinian cause for liberation is one of the most forefront movements that I'm honored to be a part of for my Palestinian brothers and sisters across the world. And I believe that none of us are free until all of us are free.
Maria, paint a picture for my folks. What's it like on the boat?
So we're going to be boarding tomorrow, but we did get to take a tour of it. It's very big. We're going to be delivering 5,500 tons of aid. And it is a Turkish boat and it's huge. I don't know what it wasn't fully finished when we went on the tour, but it's almost like a cruise liner.
It seems like a smaller cruise liner that we're all going to be bunking up together. And we are on the ship with the passengers. There's a separate boat that's carrying the 5,000 plus tons of aid that we are hoping to bring to Gaza as soon as possible.
Yeah. And our role as international peace activists is primarily to be observers of this and to make sure that the aid is delivered. Because as we have been seeing for the last 200 days, aid is not being delivered. And all of the channels that aid is supposed to be going through are either closed or extremely limited. And most of what is getting through is either being thrown out or destroyed in the process.
We hope that our government, specifically the Biden administration, will stand by its rhetoric where they publicly called for more aid to let in, but done very little to do much but shore up their own political and military interests in the region.
Absolutely. And I think also we pray that we will get in. And also the purpose of this voyage is both to deliver aid, but we also recognize that this is a drop in the bucket of what is needed. And that another main purpose of this voyage is to highlight how unjust and illegal it is that the same colonial power that is perpetrating this genocide is the one who gets to decide who, like, what aid gets in and how much that makes absolutely no sense. Israel is very intentionally starving Gaza. It is using famine and starvation as a weapon of war. And it is calculating exactly how many calories it is letting into Gaza in order to keep the people of Gaza on the brink of starvation and unable to resist this genocide. So we are calling on the governments of the world to let them know not only that we should be able to pass, but that Israel does not have a right to control what aid gets in and that this cannot continue as a system. We also want to highlight that the Biden administration has put forward this plan to build a pier off of the coast that is supposed to be the place where they're going to be giving the aid from, the legitimate aid that is supposed to get in. Their plan involves months worth of construction, which is absolutely unacceptable. People are starving now. People have literally 30 children have already died of starvation in Gaza. And world experts, hunger experts say that we are approaching a tipping point and that if aid is not let in significantly and soon, we will be facing mass starvation in Gaza. There is no time to wait. And a scrappy group of peace activists and civilians from around the world, 200 of us, were able to come up with a logistically feasible plan to deliver the aid within 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, they were able to come up with this plan. There's going to be like a full unfoldable pier that we can unfold from our boats, unload, and then depart again. So we want to highlight that this plan that Biden is putting forward is a stall tactic. It is not efficient, and it is not meeting the needs of the people of Gaza.
As I'm listening to you talk, I'm thinking about your families, your loved ones. Carlos, how did your folks react to the decision you made to go?
That's a very great question. I think I would rather speak on my Palestinian brothers and sisters who I consider family. And I hope that any listeners out there would be as loving to their family, whether chosen, whether by biological, to stand up for them and at the peril of their own safety to do what's right, no matter what opposition and what forces may be working against one's mission.
Yeah, I'd add to that for myself that it's really hard. I miss my baby. I want to be at home in my love's arms. And if you're listening to this, my love, I wish I was with you. And I know that you know that the reason I'm here is because there are the women of Gaza wish they were in their lover's arms too, you know, and they don't get to be. And until everyone in Gaza can be in safety and freedom with their loves, I have to be here. And I wish I was home with my love, but instead here I am. And I hope that one day soon, the people of Palestine will be with their loved ones in safety and freedom.
Well, that just brought tears to my eyes. Thank you, Maria Lewis and Carlos Machado, for your activism, for your courage, and for repping the Bay on this really important mission. We will be tracking, following, and reporting on your progress. Thank you so much for taking time out to talk to me this morning.
Thank you. Please follow us on our social media. It's at Bay to Gaza. We're on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
We'll be doing live updates from the boat throughout the entirety of the mission. So stay tuned. We're happy to have all you join us on our mission.
Yeah, it's at Bay, the number two, Gaza.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.